you were talking to a story on the, was that on the 2 meter band or on the GMRS?
2 meter band.
The, do you think the 2 meter band has more reach than the GMRS?
Well, I know it's got more watts. I think this one's like 5 or 6 watts, and my mobile goes from 5 on low and then 50 on high, so 50 watts. Yeah, push it a little further.
Very cool. Yeah, that's. I think this radio can do the 2 meter band. I think what's that? 147 ish, something like that, megahertz.
Yeah, yeah. Like I can go to Onion Mountain, and there's 2 meter bands up there on Onion, and you can get out and talk. You know, I don't have. I just got them. I had a friend of mine program this, and it's just got the repeater names. Doesn't got the frequency.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if mine. I presume it can do names. I'm looking at numbers on mine, and that's I looked them up from the what is it, OregonGMRS.org. They're always talking about that on the net, so I was using that for my frequencies when I was setting up the radio.
Yeah, copy. Have you ever used Chirp? Go online and download Chirp and look for your radio right there and the model number, and there's all kind of frequencies in there, and just download it, and it'll automatically download everything you need right there.
Oh, yeah, I have. I think I saw some YouTube videos, and they were mentioning Chirp. It runs on the computer, and yeah, you plug your phone into it. Isn't that right, to program it instead of doing it from the keyboard? So far I did everything through the keyboard on the front, and the different menus can be a little tricky, but I had some success so far.
Yeah, I don't have a computer, but there's people out here that, you know, darn, if you get out there on Sunday and check in, you might ask if there's anybody out there that would assist you in programming that and put every frequency and all the repeaters in there for you. They'd probably be happy to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that, because it looks like this radio, when I change it from ham to GMRS, it wipes the memory. So instead of having to type it all in on the keyboard on the front, it might be a little more convenient if I could just push it in from the computer every time, instead of programming it, the, you know, the frequencies and the tones manually. I mean, you can do it, but it just takes a little while, and if I had more than a couple channels, that could be kind of tedious.
Yeah, once you get it in with Chirp and download it, you'll never lose that frequency, that channel. And shit, you could put like 20, 30 channels, you know, of everything that you want. I mean, you can even put sheriff, ambulance, and all that. So you can't speak out, you can't talk to them, but you can listen to them, you know. And all that will download within like 3 or 4 minutes, that many channels. And you won't never lose them.
Yeah, that sounds like the ticket. I don't have, does that run on Mac, Apple computer, or is it only on Windows? I ran into a hang-up on one of the first GMRS radios that I bought. Was that, it's called Radtel, and there's no keyboard on it, and the software only runs on Windows, and I couldn't do it because I don't have a Windows computer.
You got Macintosh? I don't know. Most people I know usually got, you know, Windows, like you said, you know. But I don't know about Apple or Macintosh, what they do.
I'll do a little searching online and see. But yeah, I like your the idea that you're talking about. I like, because if I had to type them all those in again, that's a little bit of a turn off.
Yeah, I did that at first. You know, when I first got mine a long time ago, it came with a little paper booklet thing, and oh man, I got so frustrated, and you know, and then I gave up. And a buddy of mine was like, "Man, I ain't heard you out there in a while. You know, you got a radio. We're not hearing you." And I told him, and he goes, "Oh, dude," he said, "here, give me your radios. I'll bring them back tomorrow." So he went, took them home, and hooked them all. You know. You might get a hold of 101 Mechanic. He lives in Cave Junction. His call sign is WRMS-439, and he's the one that set mine up for me.
Was that WRMS-439?
Yes, Whiskey Romeo, Mike Sierra, 439.
Roger that, I got it. And yours was WRMR-573?
Yes, sir. Whiskey Romeo, Mike Romeo, 573. And my name's Henry, and the other guy is Dave.
Well, Henry, thanks. Mine is Whiskey Sierra Golf Papa 983, and John is my first name. And it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Keep my ears open for you in the future, too.
Okay, what was your number? I got Whiskey Romeo... oh boy, something Papa.
Whiskey Sierra Golf Papa 983. And John, that was my name and call sign.
987, correct?
983.
Okay, WRMS-983. Got you, John.
Okay, Henry, it was good chatting with you tonight. And you have a good one, and congrats with the radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You too. Maybe we'll hear each other again. I do check-ins. Usually they... You know, if you don't check in, they'll take you off the list, and then you check on, you know, with the late or missed calls. So I'm going to have to do that this time around. But anyway, it was good talking to you, John, and WRMR 573 and 73 Steve, my friend.
Okay, Henry, good talking with you. WSGP 983. Clear and monitoring.